Welcome to the Plan B CRNA podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Jones, and I'm so excited that you're here. The Plan B CRNA podcast is the only show made specifically for nurse anesthetists who are exploring options outside of their traditional career paths. This is the place to expand your mind and your goals as we uncover new ways to produce side income together. The mindset that we bring to any situation plays a key part in overcoming challenges and really enjoying our unique paths in life. On Thoughtful Thursdays, I like to explore emotional topics that are relevant to CRNAs and other providers. I think of this as my therapy, and I hope you learn some tips and tricks that you can use along your own journey. This episode is brought to you by OnCall Capital. OnCall Capital is dedicated to educating CRNAs and other healthcare providers about investing outside of the traditional stock market. OnCall Capital also provides opportunities for you, yes you, to create passive income and generational wealth while also lowering your taxable income through investments in the apartment and alternative investment spaces. If you haven't hit subscribe yet, make sure you do that right now so that you don't miss an episode. Thanks so much for joining me today, and now on with the show. Welcome to Thoughtful Thursdays on the Plan B CRNA podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Jones. As always, I like to start these episodes off with a quote that gets me thinking. Marcus Aurelius once wrote, "Remember that to change your mind and to follow someone's correction are consistent with a free will. For the action is yours alone, to fulfill its purpose in keeping with your impulse and judgment, and yes, with your intelligence." Now, as many of you know, I'm a fan of Stoicism, and Marcus Aurelius is one of the more famous Stoics, being a Roman emperor and all. In this quote, he's referring to the cultivation of an adaptive will, that is, a willingness to change when presented with new or corrective information. Now, I've had a love-hate relationship with running over the years, but I happen to enjoy it more than most other forms of exercise that I've come across. I took a couple of months off during the summer due to the heat and also vacationing with my kids, but I recently tried to get back into it. So I ran distances of 1.75 miles each day over three successive days. Not really too much for, you know, compared to what I used to do. But on that third day, I noticed a pain in my right knee, which happened to be the same knee that I'd injured a few years ago. I was planning a rest day anyway, but I ended up actually giving it two rest days before even trying again. And when I tried, I could only get through a mile before finally giving in to the reality. I have re-injured my knee. Well, I've never been good about stretching or cross training. I just wanted to run, after all. It never seemed like it should be that big of an ask for my body, but I have been known to be stubborn to change sometimes. But it's no coincidence that I re-injured the same knee because I'd made no change in the routines that resulted in injury the first time around. Thinking back, I'm fortunate to have actually made it as long as I did without that injury. But this has forced an examination of my exercise habits. If I want to keep running, I'm going to have to incorporate strength training into my routine to build up the muscle around my knee. I also need to find other ways to get my cardio in the meantime, like the recumbent bike or an elliptical. Never mind that I'm not a fan of any of that since I'm not a gym rat. Taking these actions are the only way that I get to keep running. And I'm going to have to stretch after workouts too and incorporate yoga in order to prevent further injury. But having an adaptive will can't only apply to our physical health. It has to apply to other parts of our well-being too. I also made the recent decision to give up alcohol. I was using it as a crutch, and it was negatively affecting my mental health. In the time since my last drink, I found that I have a brighter outlook and more energy to get after the things that are important to me. And one of those important things is this podcast. I've been ignoring the winds of change for some time, regularly succumbing to performing the same old song and dance. But if I turn a blind eye, it affects the ability of this show to grow and adapt. Now, that doesn't help me, and it certainly doesn't help you guys. So as a result, over the next several months, we're going to be slowing down and shaking things up around here. New release episodes will still come on Mondays, but we're moving away from the 2-episode-per-week format. There may be 2 episodes 1 month and 3 episodes the next while we are tinkering. We're going to also go through some rebranding and retooling with a new sponsor and a likely move toward a broader healthcare audience. We're going to try out some new things and keep you posted on the progress. But many of these changes are up to you, the listeners. We've taken your feedback so far, but we can always use more. What's your favorite part of the show? Is it the interviews? Our roundtable discussions of relevant topics? Is it the rabbit holes or the thoughtful Thursdays? I want to continue to make this a show that you enjoy, but we're going to need your help to do it. So what do you think? What would you like to see changed? Are there things that you'd like to stay the same? What do you want to learn about and who do you want to hear from? I have heard from some of you so far, but I look forward to hearing from even more. So we are, as of now, under construction. I ask for your patience as we try to make this the best show that it can possibly be. The world is our oyster, my friends, and I look forward to your feedback so that we can continue finding the pearls that add value to your lives and mine. Please email me at bobby@oncallinvestments.com to give your feedback and make sure you give us a 5-star review. You can also leave your thoughts in your review of the show, or you can find me on Facebook or Instagram. In other words, don't hesitate to reach out however you'd like to do so. This is Bobby Jones signing off. Until next time, stay safe and take care of each other out there. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Plan B CRNA podcast. If you haven't already subscribed and reviewed the show, I'd be honored if you took the extra time. It really helps to expand our reach and get the word out about the show. If you're a CRNA who is interested in sharing your story on our podcast, I'd love to have you. Please email me at bobby@oncallinvestments.com for more information. This episode was brought to you by OnCall Capital. They are dedicated to helping providers like you develop passive income and generational wealth through investments in the apartment and alternative investment spaces. Feel free to check out their website at www.oncallinvestments.com and subscribe to their free educational email series. You can find OnCall Capital on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also check out our YouTube page, where you'll find all of the show episodes along with other educational videos. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.